This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to go back to a great slogan that originated with General Douglas MacArthur. The slogan, there is no substitute for victory. That goes along with a powerful piece by Boris Johnson. Remember him? One of the more substantive and compelling British prime ministers in recent history, at least. Let us hope the very, very best for Rishi Sunak, who is now at 10 Downing Street. But this goes to one of the very, I think, deep lessons for American politicians, and really for the American people, for all of us as a people, is that this war that is going on in Ukraine, and it's going on and on and on, and there is a great deal of destruction, and obviously the cost is tremendous in human lives on both sides, and devastation that is very, very real. And Boris Johnson has a piece that he wrote. He was a journalist before he was a politician. And a darn good one, by the way. I think this piece is extremely powerful and important. He writes, Mr. Zelensky's people have suffered the most bestial bombardment in Europe since World War II. Whole cities have been broken and blackened by Mr. Putin's war machine. Tens of thousands of innocents killed. Every day it goes on, without pity or remorse, captives tortured, women raped, schools and kindergartens deliberately targeted. Every day, the Iranian-made drones thump into the cities, turning off the lights, cutting the water supply. Peace? Of course Ukraine wants peace. The economy is in ribbons. Mr. Zelensky's government can barely pay its public servants. Of course it would like a negotiation. There is only one problem. It is the same problem, writes Boris Johnson, that has confronted Mr. Zelensky every day since February 24th. There is nothing to negotiate. No would-be mediator on earth has been able to come up with any compromise that even begins to be plausible. Even if the Ukrainians were to be persuaded to surrender their rights to some of their land, which they wouldn't, couldn't, and shouldn't be, there is no reason to believe that Mr. Putin would stick to the deal. He has already officially annexed four oblasts. He says that Kherson and Zaporozhye and Luhansk and Donetsk are all now legally part of Russia. As his batty 2021 essay made clear, Mr. Putin is possessed by a belief that Ukraine is part of a holy and indivisible union with Russia. He has spent so long in his COVID bubble taking semi-mystic advice from bearded Orthodox priests that he genuinely believes he is fated to avenge the insults of history and reunify the empire of Peter the Great. Of course Mr. Zelensky would like to negotiate, but you cannot negotiate with a murderous liar who will continue, whatever he may claim, to try to destroy your country. There's only one way to end the war, says the former prime minister, and that is to help the Ukrainians expel the Russian invaders from every mile of the territory they have viciously annexed, and certainly everything taken since February 24th. And please, can we all stop the cringe-making nonsense about the risk of backing Putin into a corner or forcing him to lash out? We make him sound like Tony Montana at the end of Scarface, crazily waving a nuke and shouting, "Say hello to my little friend." If Mr. Putin, that was a great analogy and a reference to a great movie moment that everybody remembers. It's not the same when Al Pacino doesn't deliver it. In any event, if Mr. Putin were to use a weapon of mass destruction, he would be tendering Russia's resignation from the Club of Civilized Nations. He would earn the revulsion of the swing states in Asia, Latin America, and Africa that are currently cutting him so much slack. He would lose his Chinese patrons, he would terrify his own population, and he would plunge his country into economic isolation of cryogenic ferocity. It isn't going to happen. We should stop talking about it. There is only one way forward, and that is for the West to continue to support the liberation of the Ukrainian people, perhaps the most transparently just and righteous cause in international affairs in living memory. The Ukrainians have shown what they can do. With a mixture of inspired leadership and the heroism that comes from knowing that you are fighting for your country's very existence, they have put the Russians to flight in Kharkiv and now in Kherson. Our job is to give the Ukrainians the help they need, he says. HIMARS, artillery, tanks, and planes to defend their homes and their families and to restore what they had, a free, sovereign, independent, and democratic Ukraine. The assistance of the West, above all of the U.S., has been outstanding and invaluable. Our job is to continue to give that help until the Ukrainians have won, and decisively. And then, of course, there will be time to negotiate a peaceful, orderly, and lasting relationship and friendship between Ukraine and Russia. Look, putting this into context, and I think the important context here is that this is perhaps the most transparently just and righteous cause in international affairs and living memory. He's right about that. And this should provide the context for the moment that we live in. And by the way, should put into utter darkness and outer darkness one of the most moronic voices in American public affairs. I mean, really, really up there at the top of the list, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She basically was trying to compare the invasion by Putin with the invasion from unauthorized immigrants at our southern border. Listen, this is clip one.
We had 5 million people cross our border illegally since Joe Biden took office. And let's compare that to how many Russians have invaded Ukraine. 82,000 Russians have invaded Ukraine. I think the American people and the taxpayers of this country deserve to know why the Biden administration and this Congress is so interested in funding the protection of Ukraine's border and not the protection of our border.
You know, most of the people who've immigrated to the United States are not equipped with weapons of war. No, they really aren't. They came across with rocket launchers and missiles or drones, and their purpose coming across our border was to kill as many Americans as they possibly can. That was what happened in Ukraine. And what's so absurd about this is not that it criminalizes everybody who is trying to come into the United States, and again, some of whom are at least making efforts to try to follow our very confused and ineffective rules, but it trivializes genocide. It trivializes war crimes. And again, there are no American cities. They look bad. And yes, we definitely need more border security. But for God's sake, to compare El Paso to Bucha is simply not acceptable or appropriate. We're going to be speaking to Republican consultant Scott Jennings about the road to victory. What can the Republican Party do to do better than it did in the last election. We will be right back.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
The Michael Medved Show.
How long should kids have to stay in a dangerous or failing school? In Washington, thousands of kids are assigned to chronically failing schools because they live in the wrong zip code. Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. If your child is stuck in a school that isn't helping them fulfill their full potential, shouldn't you have the right to find the educational environment that can? The purpose of public education is to educate children, not to maintain a specific delivery system. Go to fundstudentsfirst.com. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, Medhead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code Medved. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Medved, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code Medved or 1-800-320-6280.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm, of course, deeply honored to receive
the Michael Medved Show.
And there are some stories that I am not deeply honored to report, but I do think they deserve and require some attention. And that is the case of a mutilation of a literally dozens of graves. in the Chicago area, and by white supremacist neo-Nazis. Dozens of headstones at a Jewish cemetery have been defaced with swastikas and offensive graffiti in bright red paint. I've looked at the photographs. It's fairly awful. And police are urgently looking for the culprits responsible. The incident occurred this week when police were called to the congregation Am Echad Jewish Cemetery in Waukegan, Illinois, after 16 large headstones were found with bright red swastikas painted on them, along with 23 more headstones that had been defaced with other offensive graffiti. That makes a total of 39 headstones. Imagine if it were a relative of yours, if it was your grandfather lying beneath those stones. In the immediate aftermath of the continued escalation of anti-Semitic incidents, this one hits hard, said David Goldenberg, who is the Midwest Regional Director for the Anti-Defamation League. What it really represents is this normalization of anti-Semitism, and that is what we find to be incredibly concerning. We have to remember that this is a fringe element in our society, and we far outnumber them, so we have to be smarter than they are. We have to be just as aggressive as they are, but we need to be louder than that. And that's how you fight back. And I think you also fight back by making it very clear that graffiti in general, but particularly racist, anti-Semitic, disgusting graffiti that fosters, that qualifies as a hate crime and that fosters the atmosphere of violence and persecution, that should be taken particularly seriously by legal authorities. Anti-Semitic incidents have increased by 430% in Illinois in the 6 years since 2016. In 2016, there were 10 incidents reported, and then most recently, a total of 53. There are a total of 2,717 incidents of assault, harassment, or vandalism were reported nationally to the Anti-Defamation League in 2021. That's the most recent year for which they have statistics, of course. That's a historical high against American Jews since the Anti-Defamation League started tracking such data in 1979. I mean, this is appalling. And it comes at the same time that there's another story that I think requires attention, because right now the hits just keep on coming. And there are so many incidents. At the moment, people are all appalled and shocked by those hideous murders in Moscow, Idaho, near the University of Idaho. And apparently, some of the details are too gruesome even to talk about. But that was not a political crime. At least there's no evidence that it was. It was in Buffalo. The man who was accused of killing 10 people in a racist massacre at a Buffalo supermarket earlier this year, has agreed to plead guilty to all state charges against him, according to two victims' relatives. The killer was 19 years old at the time of these murders. His name was Gendron. And you may remember that, Peyton Gendron. And he live-streamed the attack and left behind ample online writings illustrating his racist and anti-Semitic beliefs. And he has been indicted on 25 counts, including 10 counts of first-degree murder, 10 counts of second-degree murder, charges of hate crimes, as well as a single count of domestic terrorism motivated by hate, which carries a penalty of life imprisonment without parole. And again, you wonder about the decision to forego a trial. And a number of the victims' families have wanted to see a trial so people would be warned against the nature of this horror. The Buffalo mayor, Byron Brown, who is African-American, he has said this has been very difficult for the families. It will open up that wound again, but I think it's good that this individual is pleading guilty. The suspect is an avowed white supremacist who said in his writings that he had chosen East Buffalo because of its large population of black residents, traveling some 200 miles from his home in southern tier town of Conklin, New York. He shot 13 people, almost all of them black people, including three who survived the attack. He used a semi-automatic rifle and wore camouflage and body armor and with the intention of killing, quote, as many blacks as possible, shooting some 60 rounds inside the supermarket. He was arrested after surrendering to police unharmed. Before the attack, the authorities said that the suspect had posted a white supremacist rant on Discord, a chat application. On the morning of the attack, he left a note in his bedroom saying he had to commit this attack because, I quote, I care for the future of the white race, according to a federal complaint. A report released last month by the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, described how the suspect had sought to live stream his killings to amplify his white supremacist beliefs, hoping to inspire others to follow with similar racist attacks. This is a problem in our country. I was actually speaking to my wife about this whole idea that we have a unique problem of physical violence. The problem is it's not entirely unique because it runs through our history like a dark, deep, bloody river. And it's just now it has become particularly intense and repulsive. And too much of our politics has gone in that direction. So how do we bring it back to the goodness and greatness of America? We'll be talking about that with Scott Jennings, Republican political consultant. What do you do to elevate the political parties, both of them? We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A political stunt. That's what former President Donald Trump is calling Attorney General Merrick Garland appointing a special counsel to determine whether criminal charges should be filed against the former president. The move by Garland is being made in regards to various Justice Department probes against Trump. Meeting with business and labor leaders on Friday, President Biden shares his goals for their discussion on the economy.
Building this progress is not just acting, but it's listening. That's why I'm here today to open to good ideas to continue bringing inflation down and continue creating an economy that works for everyone.
He says he's looking forward to hearing how he can improve going forward. Republicans argue that if Democrats pass more high spending policies, inflation will spike again. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's a pleasure to welcome back to our show Scott Jennings, who is an insightful and artful columnist. He's a commentator and PR guy for the Bush 43 White House. He also has made contributions at the Kennedy School at Harvard. He is a regular writer for USA Today and the LA Times and more. Scott, right now we are beginning a new era with a Republican House of Representatives with a very narrow Republican majority. It appears that the majority may be down to what 220 votes, 220 Republican members of the 218 they need.
Yeah, that's I know there's a few races yet to be called, but it seems likely that it's going to be in that 220 to 222 range. So not a lot of margin to work with if you're Kevin McCarthy.
No. So what can Kevin McCarthy do? It seems that today and yesterday, all you heard about from incoming committee chairmen like Jim Jordan and James Comer of Kentucky was that the number one agenda item, the most urgent item on the Republican agenda, is investigating Hunter Biden. Do you think that's a good look for the party?
I think it's a necessary look for the kinds of people Kevin McCarthy is currently presiding over. I think in that conference there's just pent-up demand for that investigation and others. Obviously, the Afghanistan pullout and the border crisis, I think, will also be on the docket. But that particular issue is in the craw of a great many people that Kevin McCarthy needs to support him when he goes to become speaker. So I'm not surprised that they're putting it out there now. But as a general political policy matter, I don't think it's the top issue that the American people are expecting action on. But as a party matter, it is, for Kevin, I think it's something they have to get done because of the demand for it in the grassroots space.
Is there going to be a serious attempt, as far as you know, to get the debt ceiling dealt with, and so that we don't have some kind of default or catastrophic financial breakdown in the next couple of weeks?
I don't think they're going to deal with the debt ceiling in the lame duck. I think it's going to be dealt with next year. That's what I've heard. I guess things could change. I also don't think there's any appetite by Kevin McCarthy or Mitch McConnell either to hold this up. Although I do think there's going to be a lot of clamoring in the rank and file in the House to demand concessions out of Biden and the Democrats here. But the leadership doesn't seem to want to take it to the brink, and McConnell's never been in favor of default. And McCarthy, based on what I've read him say publicly, isn't either. So I would be surprised if we wind up in a crisis situation here, what you described. But my suspicion is former President Trump and his most ardent supporters in the House are going to be calling for drastic measures. It's just a question of how close to the brink do we get.
What about the shift on independence? It basically was the poor performance among independents where, compared to the presidential election back in 2020, the independents went 4% more to the Democrats. When you're talking such about a big group like that, which is a third of the electorate, that can just kill you. And the New York Times highlighted in Pennsylvania, the Republicans lost 20 points among independents. In Arizona, Republicans among independents lost 36 points. What's wrong? Why are Republicans losing the independent vote in such terrible terms that they absolutely need to win?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy on election night. I was sitting on the set out there on CNN, and they were handing us the exit polls, and everything seemed to line up. Biden was unpopular. You know, he was in the low 40s on approval. His policies, more Americans thought his policies were hurting, not helping. You know, down the line, you could see all the things lining up that we thought were broadly the contours of the election. And at the bottom of the page, it had a section that said independents. And in every single Senate race, it was independent, going for the Democrat, going for the Democrat. And I thought I was taking crazy pills. This has never happened in my career. I've been at this for over 20 years, and we've never had a midterm where the party in power was unpopular and the independents broke for the party in power. And yet it happened in this election, and you have to ask yourself why that is. And then why is it? Pretty obvious. The next section was pretty obvious. For as unpopular as Biden was, Donald Trump was even more unpopular. He was in the 38-39% range. And it appeared to me, to the extent that voters were looking at these candidates as wholly owned subsidiaries of Donald Trump or his brand, despite their misgivings about Biden, they stuck with Biden and his party. And, you know, the implications for the Senate races in 22 are obvious, but the implications for 2024 are even more clear to me. I don't know how you could look at the results from this midterm and conclude Donald Trump has any path to a national victory in the next presidential election. So I think that's why, frankly, you're seeing a lot of people clamoring for another option, DeSantis or something else right now, and Trump's announcement appears to have fallen flat.
You've advised people, and if you were Glenn Youngkin, or if you were Ron DeSantis, or you were Tim Scott, any of the alternatives that have been so prominently mentioned to Donald Trump, would it be better for them to hold their fire, or since Trump is out there as an announced candidate, should they get directly into the race?
I think it depends on the person. Some of these folks are going to need a lot of time to build a campaign. But for someone like Ron DeSantis, and maybe even Glenn Youngkin, I'm not sure they have to get into the race right now, but I do think they need to send a signal that they are seriously considering it. And, you know, whether that means traveling to early states, whether it means just simply saying, getting a lot of calls, and I'll be in touch in a few weeks, whatever. I do think that signal needs to be sent, because it strikes me that, at least for DeSantis, that's where all the energy is, and there are a lot of people around the country, donors, scraps, party leaders, you name it, who are really waiting on him. And until he makes a decision about whether or not he's going to be a serious candidate for this office, they're willing to keep their powder dry, back to Trump or not look elsewhere. So I think that specifically if I were in his shoes, I'd probably give at least some kind of a nod that he's considering it, even if he's not interested in getting into the race at this moment. But he's the one everybody's waiting on, that's for sure. He was probably the only Republican on election night that had what you consider a great night.
Oh, and right now we have a special counsel now to investigate whether there should be charges against the president. We have less than a minute. Is it possible that that new appointment will actually help President Trump?
It strikes me that it delays what could happen to him, and I don't know what's going to happen to him. But it appears to me to be another, you know, putting off of reckoning that he may face over various issues, and he may never face any reckoning. I mean, they may conclude none of this is actionable and let it drop. But at a minimum, it strikes me that it puts it off for some period of time.
Scott Jennings, his latest commentaries are linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. We have some callers who want to defend Marjorie Taylor Greene and her comparison of the invasion of Ukraine by Putin's thugs to the invasion of America by unauthorized migrants. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776. Earlier in the show, I spoke very harshly about Marjorie Taylor Greene's comparison of the border of the United States being violated by 5 million people who have come here illegally since President Biden took the oath of office, and compared that to how many Russians had invaded Ukraine. And instead of 5 million, it's 80,000, as she saw it, though it's probably more than that because they have actually retreated, left Ukraine, come back with others. It's probably a total of somewhat more than 80,000. But in any event, is that a valid comparison in any sense? And what I find so terrible about it is it not only compares people who, for the most part, have come here to the United States not with the aim of raping and pillaging and destroying, but of trying to build a life. And it also trivializes Russian troops who are armed with more than leaf blowers. I mean, the whole comparison is, it seems to me, appalling. But some of you disagree. For instance, Michael in Renton, you're on the Medved Show. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Mike. I'd like to dispute your dislike of Marjorie Taylor Greene and her comments about the border. You know, about 14 to 15,000 Ukrainians died in the war so far, but in the last couple of years of records, almost 80,000 Americans died of fentanyl overdose. And where does fentanyl come from?
Fentanyl comes from all kinds of places, and the idea that
across the border, Michael, you know that.
I'm sorry. The idea that it is brought what percentage of immigrants who have entered the United States illegally do you think are involved with fentanyl traffic?
How many drugs have they? How many fentanyl pills have they stopped? Enough to kill all?
No. I think fentanyl is horrible. I am in favor of the war on drugs, and I think that people who say we don't need a war on drugs are blind. We obviously lose more than 100,000 people a year to fentanyl, but that's very different from burning down entire cities, raping, murdering, torturing. And again, should we have better border security? Of course we should. But the comparison trivializes the real horror in Ukraine, and that's the problem with it.
The people addicted on the street and the crimes they commit is the real horror that is the bigger problem.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do you really believe that there is any part of the United States that is facing the level of destruction, cruelty, and barbarism that the people of Ukraine have faced? What part of the United States looks like Ukraine right now?
Seattle. Yeah, L.A.
I'm sorry. What does by the way, one of the things that has been very, very carefully investigated, most of the people who are living on the street in Seattle and L.A., who are a very real problem, and I think it's one of the biggest problems our country doesn't want to face, they're almost entirely native-born. Because one of the things about unauthorized immigrants, illegal immigrants to this country, the undocumented, is they don't want to get picked up and deported. And if you can see, go to any of the homeless encampments. They're not speaking Spanish.
That's not the point. The point is the open.
Well, the point is what? What part of, I asked you, if you're going to compare the devastation in Ukraine to something going on in the United States, I'd like to know where it's going on.
The sheer death of the death and destruction of people, of families, of entire cities as a result of the drug, the fentanyl, not to mention every other drug.
Okay, so again, tell me the entire cities that have been destroyed. Because one of the things that there was just another report about it, and this has been the circumstance for 10 years, is cities on the border have lower crime rates than cities in the interior. San Diego, Phoenix, El Paso has one of the lowest crime rates in the country. And it's simply the objectionable part about the analogy, it seems to me, is not what it is saying about Ukraine, and it's not what it's saying even about the quote invading armies, because I think invading armies are a terrible thing. But first of all, there's not an invading army; they're quote invading individuals, and they're not coming here for the purpose of destruction. And the problem here is what you're saying in effect about Russia, which is minimizing one of the worst war crimes certainly in the last 50 years. And do you believe that they're by the way, according to the Department of Drug Enforcement, China remains the primary source of fentanyl, and fentanyl-related substances trafficked through international mail and express consignment operations environment, as well as the main source for all fentanyl-related substance trafficked into the United States. Seizures of fentanyl sourced from China average less than 1 kilogram in weight and often test above 90% concentration of pure fentanyl. I appreciate your call, Scott, and I appreciate your making the points that you did. This also came in from Bob in Sammamish. He wrote, Michael, I'm by no means a fan of Marjorie Taylor Greene, but you utterly missed her point whilst busily denigrating her. The U.S. is being invaded through our southern border with deadly consequences. Look to the families of the 107,000 victims of fentanyl poisoning if you don't think there are mass fatalities as a result. That was Ms. Taylor Greene's point. No, it wasn't. Her point was that we should be diverting attention from the helping our allies in Ukraine avoid mass murder to sending HIMARS to the Border Patrol. No one wants to, I shouldn't say no one, because there are obviously officials of the Biden administration who've been very lax in enforcing border security. But Bob in Sammamish writes, there are issues of human trafficking, growing drug cartel presence in the U.S., and other nefarious activity, which the Border Patrol is desperately trying to control without any support from the White House. By all means, there should be White House support. But the confrontation with organized evil, and that is what you have with the Russian invasion, is something different. And then Christian in California writes in on email, you keep saying we can do better. But at this point, I think you have way too much faith in humanity. For at least the past decade, it's been one disappointment after another from both our elected officials and from citizens who keep voting for them. All the historical greats that you admire, they're gone, and they are never going to happen again, especially how these current generations' education has been and how much indoctrination has been pumped into them. Just in college, I've had one professor repeatedly state that the only reason communism failed is because people weren't willing to share. Oh, I'm so sorry. You're subjected to that. And another class sharing a video trying to paint Marxism in a positive light. I want to be more optimistic, and I really want you to convince me of reasons to be so, but it's just getting harder and harder. You should be optimistic because there are people like you out there who take that kind of provocation of painting Marxism in a positive light, and I'm sure prepare yourselves to win the arguments in the other direction. Look, America was in a terrible state when Ronald Reagan was elected in November of 1980. A terrible state economically, with inflation much worse than it is today, much worse, and unemployment high, and communism on the march. Things change, and it doesn't take much, but it takes a united country determined to be this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.